Hi, my name is Subhashish. I work in the intersection of openness and digital rights. In the Internet Health Report, I shared about how access to critical information in native languages is important and how the lack of the same is responsible for massive exploitation of civil liberties. As a digital identity fellow in 2020 at YOTI, I researched on Aadhaar, India's biometric-based identification, and also how it has led to exclusion of marginalized communities. There are two stories that I shared in the Internet Health Report. One is an unhealthy story. That is an article on Vice titled "Silicon Valley Has a Caste Discrimination Problem." The story details about how caste-based discrimination of Dalits in the US has been rampant. Dalits are once untouchable in India and historically been oppressed as a community by the dominant caste or savarnas. So Hindus have four castes. There are four large ethnic groups, and Dalits are the outcasts. And historically, that has been the case with Dalits. They have been oppressed and they have been outcasts. Born with a Savarna last name, I'm sure I have contributed to this horrific system in some way, knowingly or unknowingly. And many Dalits also have converted into other religions. But the discrimination that they face socially, politically, and from even a religious point of view, it exists in horrible ways even today. So the caste issue is really complex from a socioeconomic, political, or rights issue perspective. And most importantly, it percolates as digital rights issues as well. The caste discrimination is relatively small in the US as compared to how it exists in India. It's very much alive and active and in a much larger form. The mass exclusion of Dalits in all places digital is very real. For instance, the government of Telangana, one of the states in India, was creating a database in 2020 for collecting caste details in land records portal. This could have led to a political and social exclusion if it wasn't stopped by the High Court. So I included the caste discrimination of Dalits in the US as an unhealthy story because it's a growing trend that exclusion and oppression of marginalized groups like Dalits and Adivasis, which are the indigenous groups, is an extension of the real world problem that we're seeing and that we have been seeing for years now. We need to acknowledge, identify, and take steps to stop these before they lead to more digital discrimination. The healthy story that I identified is a piece that I wrote on Global Voices about a project called Viral Languages. This project, this campaign, is to create open educational resources, or OERs, to train communities to create videos on information about COVID-19 in different native languages. The majority of the world languages are oral and not written. This project is helping improve the access to reliable information about COVID-19. The source of the information is WHO, the World Health Organization, and the content is translated and narrated by community leaders. So it's very well trusted by the larger community, and many communities across Africa and in other places are creating video content in their own languages about COVID-19. I shared this story because it shows how decentralized processes can be built and they can be community-led. And I personally work in this space for making access to information and participation in knowledge commons by everyone more decentralized, collaborative, and community-led. And this particular example is a healthier one for making the internet a better place. As I'm recording this on the International Mother Language Day today, on the 21st of February, I'm sure we all can, together as a larger community, can contribute to making the Knowledge Commons a more equitable and collaborative space. We can contribute in solving some of the real-world problems by creating a more inclusive space on the internet. Thank you so much.